Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Strong Sisters of Faith, a weekly radio program. I'm your host, Dr. Kathleen Tabb. Thanks again for tuning in. Let's start with a word of prayer. Gracious and eternal God, Lord, we thank you and praise you for yet another day, another opportunity to share your precious word. We pray your word will go forth with power as well as with conviction. We ask these things in your name. Our hearts do say, Amen. Get your Bible and paper and pen, and towards the end of the program, I'll share some very important information with you concerning our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith. But for now, I'd like to get right into the Word of God. So turn with me, if you will, to the book of Mark, St. Mark, chapter 1 and verse 35. Of course, I'm a King James girl. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Just for a few minutes this morning, I'd like to talk about the importance of prayer. The importance of prayer. Prayer is very, very important. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing." Yes, my friend, that's just how important prayer is. What are we praying for? Well, you know, there was a survey that was taken some time ago. I think when President Obama was running the second term, and 16% of that survey said that they were praying for a new president. 15% was more concerned with health, and 12% said that they wished they could win the lottery. 7% said they wanted a new job. And 4% of that survey said that they wanted better sex. Well, it seems that we have strayed, my friend, when it comes to understanding the purpose, the value, and the power of prayer. Let me just give you a definition of prayer. Prayer is simply talking to God. Yeah, and there's two things that we need to keep in mind when we think about prayer. And that is that prayer is very specific. And not only is it specific, but prayer is from the sincerity of the heart. And I like to say that prayer is a two-way street. And what I mean by that is that we talk to God, and we ought to then close our mouth and allow God to speak back to us. And does he speak? Yeah, he does. He speaks primarily through his word, the B-I-B-L-E. But he also speaks through the universe. Psalms chapter 8 talks about the heavens and the stars and how they twinkle in their silvery sockets and how things happen in the universe that declare the glory and the power of God. That's God speaking, allowing us to know that he created the heavens as well as the earth and everything therein. So yes, God speaks. He speaks through the universe. He speaks through people. He uses the media. Sometimes we're often reading something perhaps in our morning devotion and we're not quite understanding. And then we'll turn into a radio station and you'll hear that as confirmation. That's God speaking. He can use children. He uses people, he uses things. He could use whatever he want to use in order to convey what it is that he wants us to know. So God speaks. So prayer is a two-way street. We speak, we talk to God, and then we allow God to talk to us in our spirit. The Hebrew writer said, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith, so that we will not grow weary and lose heart," especially when we're praying about one particular thing. I believe that we have a tendency to grow weary when we do not pray as we should. Or whenever we pray and we think that God is not answering our prayer as quickly as he should. We have a tendency to get a little upset, a little down, but we have to remember that God's timing is always the best timing. But getting back into our scripture in Mark's gospel, Jesus teaches us that there are two important principles regarding prayer. And by following these principles, I believe that we will avoid growing weary and losing heart in our daily walk with God. Principle number one is found in the book of St. Mark chapter 1 verse 35, which I just read for you in your hearing. Jesus' prayer life was intentional, as we can see in this Bible verse. There's a big difference between an accident and an incident. An accident is something that happens without planning, or it happens because of some unforeseen circumstance. For example, a child reaches for something and accidentally spills the milk, or the teenager that reaches over to turn the CD player off while driving and accidentally goes through the traffic. These are accidents that happen, especially when we are preoccupied with things. Preoccupied with stuff, things that assume or demand our attention. But an incident is quite different from an accident. An incident takes planning. It's calculated and it's done intentionally. Too often, many of us will have an accidental prayer life. In other words, a crisis will happen and we will pray, hoping for some kind of relief from the careless actions of unforeseen circumstances. This does not describe the prayer life of Jesus, though. Jesus did not pray by accident. As I said before, he prayed intentionally, and so should we. Mark goes on into great detail, laying out this intentional prayer life of Jesus Christ. Jesus sets apart time to pray. It says that early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus prayed. Yeah, and this is what we need to do. Early in the morning, the Jews had calculated a time based on the watch of the Roman soldiers at night. 6 to 9 was about the first watch, and 9 to 12 was the second, and 12 to 3 was the third, and 3 to 6 was the fourth and final watch. And it was during this hour, during this final watch, that Jesus would get up and pray. Why so early? Why? Because Jesus woke up before daybreak because he wanted to avoid the distractions that will come from people, events, and the things that will occur during the course of the day. Jesus understood the value of time. Therefore, he arose early, making it a priority to spend time in prayer. Boy, we could take a lesson from that. Unless we make that same sacrifice, we will not evidence a lifestyle that is fully yielded to the Lord. In order to give God his rightful due, there are some sacrifices that we have to make. There are some priorities that we have to set in place. So Jesus set apart a place to pray. Not only did he wake up early for the purpose of prayer, but Jesus made it a point to find a place to pray. Oh, I'm reminded of my mother who raised her, and my dad raised 10 kids, and oftentimes I would wonder why she would oftentimes have to find some kind of place in the house to slip away in order that she can talk to God during the early part of the morning. And oftentimes it would be a place where you would not think that she would be, and that would be somewhere in the bathroom where she would hide away and steal away and get down on her knees and talk to the Lord. And why? Because she wanted to avoid the distractions. Now, of course, after some time, she would get somewhat distracted because after 10 kids, eventually someone would have to come knocking on the door to get in there. But to her, that was her little tent. That was her little place that she had set up so that she can have fellowship and commune with God. And unfortunately, as we look around today, it is more difficult than ever before because of our high-tech culture that we live in. TV offers us 24-hour programming, and then we have the internet, which offers us constant information, and our cell phones always bombarding us. But while Jesus had faced the demands of the people in public, and he had faced the demands of people with constant communication with so much access, it is no wonder we cannot hear from God today. So in order to develop a prayer life like Jesus, we all need a solitary place where we can meet him, a private place that will give us access to God and to help us to be accountable in our prayer time. And when we go to the place, we need to spend time and linger in prayer, and not only letting our petitions be made known, but also waiting to hear and expecting to hear God speak to us in that secret place. So Jesus' prayer life gave him clarity, is my second point. Jesus is praying, as we see in Mark chapter 1, verses 36 through 39. Jesus is praying to the Father, and he's setting some time aside to develop that relationship between the Father and the Son. And the disciples came upon him and saying, "Everyone is looking for you." In other words, they are saying there's something more important than prayer, meeting all of these people's needs. But Jesus quickly tells them that he has other plans, and he says, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby village, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." To the disciples, it was about being with the people, but to Jesus, it was about being with his Father. Who am I talking to this morning? I want you to know, brothers and sisters out there, it's not about being with the people. It's about being with our Father. It's about spending time with him, about getting a word from him. It's about feeling his presence so that we can experience his peace all during the course of the day. As believers, we must constantly guard ourselves from doing what others think that we should be doing, trying to pull us off our point and trying to make us think that other things are so urgent and they are more important than us spending time with God. We have to be in tune and in touch to the Spirit of God so that during the course of the day, we'll be able to hear our shepherd's voice. As a matter of fact, we need to be able to fine-tune our ears, and we could only do that whenever we are spending time in prayer with him. So that's what I'm asking the Lord to do today, to tune our ears so much so that when he speaks, we're able to hear. So whatever it is that he wants us to do, it will become so much a part of us, because the Bible says that his sheep heareth and knoweth his voice, and they will respond. Father God, we do pray. We pray, oh God, you'll clean our ears out, that we'll have ears to hear. And we can only get that clarity whenever we pray and seek your face. We thank you and we praise you, God, for what you're going to do and what you've already done. For it's in your name, Lord, we do pray. Amen. Get your paper and pen, and I have about one hot minute to give you some contact information. Strong Sisters of Faith, you could check us out on the web at www.strongsistersoffaith.org. Give us a call at 267-582-4947. Until the Lord allows us to come together via airwaves, my prayer is that the Lord will bless, hold, and keep you in the palm of his hand.